Well, with the fate of the legislated superannuation increase next year apparently in the balance, the business lobby is making its case that if it goes ahead, it's workers and not employers that will ultimately pay for the increase. As the Coalition considers what to do about the rate, some MPs are also pushing for younger Australians to trade off the longer-term benefit of retirement savings to get easier access to their super to help them onto the property ladder. Business reporter David Taylor.
Late last week, the government released its retirement income review, bringing these thorny issues back to the fore. Despite 600 pages of retirement income analysis, the government's delaying a final decision on what to do with raising the super guarantee, the first of which would begin in July next year. One independent economist, though, has made up his mind. In fact, he's done an about-face on the issue. Saul Eslak told PM he's now against raising compulsory super contributions because, simply, it's not needed for most workers to enjoy a comfortable retirement.
Increasing the contribution rate to 12% or more would create what I think is the perverse outcome, in which a significant number of people would actually be earning more in retirement than they were when they were working, even though typically most people's expenses, apart from healthcare, which is taken care of by the government through Medicare, are lower when they're in retirement than when they're working, paying off a mortgage, raising their families and all the other things that people do during their working life.
So the counter argument to that is that obviously if this compulsory super increase doesn't go ahead, you end up with hundreds of thousands of dollars less in retirement. You reject that?
Well, you do end up with hundreds of thousands of dollars less in retirement. That's true almost by definition. But the point is that those hundreds of thousands of dollars that people might have had in addition to what they get by contributing 9.25% through their working lives would be more than is required to give people a more than adequate standard of living in retirement if they contributed throughout their working life.